This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Every December, in towns probably everywhere, thousands of people donate time and money for families in need. They buy toys, clothes, and stocking stuffers so those families can have a happy holiday. Sometimes, though, donors forget. We join what could be called last-minute angels who dash to stores to save Christmas by filling empty bags.
Hello! Hi.
Welcome.
What do you have for us today? Oh,
look. It's a busy Friday night at the intake table. Donors at Dallas's Holy Trinity Catholic Church drop off bags of new, unwrapped clothes and toys from wish lists they've promised to fill.
Family 53.
By morning, hundreds of recipients will start arriving in shifts at this Oaklawn neighborhood church to pick up their bags. Each bag has a number, and those numbered bags arriving tonight get set out on the gym floor to be checked by volunteers like Mackenzie Skinner. He goes by Mac.
I am an audit captain, so we're going through all of the gifts our sponsors bring in and checking to make sure we have clothes, shoes, and toys for each of the children sponsored.
Mac takes his job seriously. Here, every kid gets shoes. Auditors check for the right clothing size and that there's at least one toy. If something's missing, volunteer auditor Carolina Skirchley passes that on to volunteers who might be called last-minute angels.
Tonight, they'll go shopping for whatever's missing, and then anything that we have that's the wrong size or whatever, we kind of divvy out to whoever can take it.
It happens. Maybe a bag with a size 9 shoe actually needs a size 5. Only things seem worse this year, according to Megan Culp.
There's quite a bit of pieces missing. Some folks forgot to shop entirely and are not coming tonight. And others simply couldn't find the clothing sizes required. And some people just cherry-picked what to shop for and what not for.
So with a list of what's needed in hand, Culp and Emily Vanderwall hop in Andrew Hoffman's Honda, and this angel trio goes shopping. It's not quite 10 p.m. From the back seat, Vanderwall reads the shopping list.
For shirts, we have a medium juniors, extra large men's, 3 to 6 months infant, and 18 boys. And extra.
The list is long. At the store, these shoppers spread out, seeking shoes, shirts, a volleyball, and a bunch of pants.
We need 50 by 32, 32, 32, 44, 32, 36, 32.
More than an hour later, it's checkout time. The total between two registers is about $1,000. It'll get reimbursed from donations. Goods go in the trunk, and Halfin's car gets them back to the church on time. The purchased goods go in the right bags.
Is that a flat dress shoe?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to Julie.
It's 1 a.m. This angel trio heads home. Culp says the long night's been worth it.
It's fun to be part of a community and see different parts of our church community coming together for such a great cause.
Which is why Culp is back bright and early, 6 hours later, ready to hand out gifts, wearing a big smile, and her red and green elf dress. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.